Hey guys, and welcome to Where the White Coats Come Off podcast. We are Beth and Katie, founders of Pre-PA Clinic, and we are so happy you are here. If you are a pre-PA, then you are in the right place, and we are so excited to help you get accepted to PA school. One myth out there is that you have to be a perfect candidate to get accepted to PA school, and we are here to tell you it is simply not true. We have years of experience working at PA schools, reviewing CASPA applications, deciding who to interview, and deciding who to accept. And guess what? You can absolutely get accepted to PA school without perfect stats. And we are here to show you exactly how to apply to PA school the right way so you can get accepted. You have probably heard about our application to acceptance course, also known as A to A course, and have seen the testimonials from all the applicants that have been accepted because of this course. A to A is invaluable for showing you how to pick the right PA schools that value your strengths and are more willing to overlook weaknesses, creating your strongest application that stands out to programs so that they are really excited to interview you, deep diving into each and every part of your CASPA application to make sure you are highlighting yourself the right way, how to answer interview questions so you crush your interview, and so much more. We literally walk you through creating your strongest, most competitive application. So if you haven't joined A to A yet, definitely get in and let's put together your most outstanding PA school application. We are so excited to see you in the private A to A group and can't wait to hear which PA schools you land interviews at and where you decide to attend. Sign up in the show notes. Now on to today's episode.
So today we are talking about something that is near and dear to our hearts. It is one of the most important things you need to think about when applying. And that is to apply to schools that match your background, your experiences, and your strengths. So we say this all the time, and if you've been following us for a while, you've probably heard us reiterate this, because in our opinion, it is the most important part of your application. You need to apply to schools that value what you are strong in and that do not mind your weaknesses. So we say this all the time, but how do you actually do this? We get DMs from students all the time saying, yes, I understand the concept, but how do I actually go about doing this? So today we're going to talk a little bit about how we recommend you look at PA schools. First off, there's almost 300 PA schools in the United States right now. That means there is definitely a school that can match you and your backgrounds and your desires. So what we recommend you do is you need to start with a list of all the PA programs. Now, we have created a PA program directory for you because we know this is a lot of work, but of course, you can do the research yourself as well. So first off, you need a list of all the programs that are accredited in the United States. So once you have this list, you need to take an honest look at your strengths and your weaknesses. For example, let's say I am a pre-PA student and my stats are as follows. My GPA is, let's say, 3.23. My science GPA is a 3.17. I took the GRE and I got a 306 combined score and a 4.0 in writing. Let's say I have no interest in taking the PA CAT. I have not taken the CASPER test yet, but I thought I might want to take this if a school that I really am interested in requires it. So we'll keep that on the maybe list. I have 500 patient care hours as an MA in a primary care office. I've shadowed around 22 hours, most of those virtual because of COVID. And yeah, so those are my basic stats. So if I am the student, this is how I'm going to look at my list of programs. The first thing is I'm going to delete every single program where I don't meet the minimum prereqs. So for example, my science GPA is a 3.17. So anything that requires a science GPA above a 3.17, I'm going to delete those from my list. Because again, you have to meet those minimum requirements in order to apply, or the school is never going to see your application. So delete everything I am not qualified for based on these stats, and this can help you start narrow down. Now let's say I am a psychology major, so I've taken a lot of upper level science classes. However, I haven't taken all of them. Let's say I didn't take immunology. Let's say I didn't take biochem, and let's say I didn't take physics, and I didn't take statistics. So again, I'm going to delete all the schools that require biochem, that require immunology, that require statistics, etc. Because again, I don't meet those minimum prereqs. At this point, I don't feel like taking more classes. So again, I'm just going to delete those schools. So next, let's move on to the GRE. So I've taken the GRE and I did decent on the GRE, a 306 and a 4.0. So I'm gonna look for schools that require the GRE or that at least look at the GRE since I think it's a strength of mine. I'm not going to take the PA CAT, so schools that require the PA CAT, again, I'm going to delete. And I'm undecided about the CASPER test, so I'll probably leave some of those schools for now. So we've already really narrowed down 300 programs to say maybe 125 by now. So let's move on to my patient care hours. I have 500 patient care hours. So again, I'm going to delete any school that requires more than 500 patient care hours. Maybe they require 750. Some schools require 1,000. Some schools require 2,000. Again, I'm not going to meet the requirements for those schools, so I'm going to delete them. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to highlight in red the schools that require exactly 500. Because I do meet the minimum requirements, meaning they will view my application, but I'm not really competitive in that area. Okay, and this is going to come up later when we talk about how to decide the final schools. So I'm going to put the schools in red. I'm going to keep them on my list, but I'm saying, I'm not really super qualified. I just barely make the minimum in patient care. And the ones that require zero patient care or maybe 250 or less hours, I'm going to highlight those in green because those are ones that I am really, really competitive for when it comes to patient care. The next thing I'm going to look at is I'm going to look at shadowing hours. I have 22 shadowing hours, which isn't a whole lot, but at least it is some shadowing. So again, any program that requires more than 22 shadowing hours, I'm going to delete. And any school that recommends like 100 or recommends a number of shadowing hours that I will be unable to complete, I'm going to delete those as well. Because recommendations just mean that, you know, they will view your application without them, but you're not going to be as competitive. Right? And so I don't want to have a recommendation of something like 100 or 200 shadowing hours, which I'm not even close to. So again, you have to be ruthless with this first pass of how to delete programs because there's so many out there, you really have to narrow them down. All right, so maybe now I have less than 100 programs, let's say. Let's say I have 95 programs now. Now the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to look at the PANTS pass rate. And I'm going to look at the first time PANTS pass rate. So this is the percentage of students who graduated who passed their board exam on the first try, because this is important to me. Now, this might not be important to you, but as a student, this student that I'm pretending to be, this is very important to me. I know the national average is around 93-94%, so I'm gonna delete any school that's under 92, I've decided, because that's my threshold. So delete any school that's under 92%. So now I'm left with a shorter list of programs. So now I want to go back and I want to see the ones that I'm very qualified for, that I am in the middle qualified for, and the ones that I meet the minimum prereqs for. So I'm going to go back to the GPAs and I have a 3.23 overall and a 3.17 science GPA. So I'm going to go look. So for schools, for example, that have a GPA of 2.75 or above, I'm very qualified for that school. So I'm going to highlight that in green. And the ones that require a 3.1 or above, I just barely meet the minimum, so I'm probably going to highlight that one in red. I'm going to go back and I'm going to do this for every single one of my statistics, and then I'm going to see which schools have the most green, which schools have the most red. So if I still have a lot of schools right now, I'm going to say I'm probably going to delete the red ones, and I'm going to keep the green ones or the ones that aren't highlighted, right? And so let's say now you've narrowed it down to about 40 schools doing this. Well, now you have to decide, okay, well, how am I going to narrow down the schools further? And here are some good recommendations. One, you can look at the values and the mission statement of these schools to see if they really mesh with what you want and if they really speak to why you want to become a PA. You can look at the preferences of these schools to see if you meet any preference points. Maybe you were prior military. Maybe you are in-state. Maybe you went to that school for undergrad. Again, these all can just give you that extra oomph to get you that interview and grab you that seat. Another thing you can do with these programs is to research on what the stats of their incoming class is. So a lot of programs will say the cohort that we just matriculated, these are their incoming stats. This is the average GRE. This is the average GPA. This is the average A, B, and C, and D. And that way you can see how you stack up against the average. Again, you don't have to be more competitive at every single statistic. You're going to have some strengths and some weaknesses. You just want to make sure that they balance out. So now hopefully you've really, really narrowed it down to the top 15 or 20 programs. And with that, you're going to have to decide how many programs you want to apply to and then narrow it down even further. Sometimes it's location, sometimes it's cost, sometimes it's the type of clinical rotations. And you can really be nitpicky once you narrow it down this far because you know these schools are all right for you. So you can go to information sessions, you can scour their website, and you can really figure out which of these programs is right for you. Now, there is no specific number of programs that you can or can't apply to. Some people only apply to one, and some people apply to 25. So that's really up to you and, of course, your financial situation, because it does cost money for each school that you apply to. So I hope this really helped you guys figure out how to look at your stats, how to take an honest look at your application, and then really find the schools that fit you.
Thank you so much for listening and for letting us be a part of your path to becoming a PA. It is truly such an honor to show you what's possible for your life as a PA and to take you from pre-PA to waking up every day as a PA and living the life you dream of having. We are so grateful for you and for this opportunity to be a part of your life. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode and share this with someone who needs to hear this information. Keep up all your incredible work and we will catch you at the next episode.